face that 51-page evaluation on patient by name Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and his last name is Hudak, H-U-D-A-K. His date of birth is 12-28-1949. This evaluation is 10-14-2013. Last time I saw Mr. Hudak on 5-11-2013. He came today for follow-up examination. He reported that she's been doing fairly good. As a part of the therapy, he bought a dog, and they're taking that dog through a training to be a pet therapy. He reported that he feels that is going to give him something to do and make him exposed to people and things. His wife also reported that he has tried to engage in life. She said that she's been doing well on the medication. She denied any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. There's no evidence of any psychosis or delusions. The plan at this point is to continue alprazolam 1 mg POBID parent for anxiety, Seroquel 200 mg POQHS, and Zoloft 50 mg daily. Next patient is a Roy, R-O-Y, his middle initial is C, and his last name Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Date of birth is 11-24-1956. Date of evaluation is a 10-14-2013. Last time I saw Mr. Joyce on 6-8-2013, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that the Viagra seems not been helping. He requested a different agent. I talked to him about Cialis, and he agreed to take it. I discussed with him the risk and benefit of taking this medication per usual. Meanwhile, he said he's about the same. He continued to stay home, not much socialization. His wife also confirmed that. He denied any visual hallucination. He denied any socialization or homicidalization. Continued to be somehow anxious and depressed, especially when he exposed to trigger. The plan at this point, we're going to continue the same medication, which is Zoloft 50 mg daily, Prazosin 100 mg POQHS. He has not taken the clonazepam, so I will discontinue that. Thank you.